Good morning all. Welcome to the 22nd Annual General Meeting of Torrent Power Limited. I am Rahul Shah, Company Secretary of the company. I will be assisting the chairman to conduct this meeting. This AGM is being conducted via video conferencing and other audio-visual means in compliance with the Companies Act 2013 and various circular issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities and Exchange Board of India. I will start by recording the attendance of the director, auditor and other company official who are present in this meeting. Samir Mehta, Chairman, joining from Ahmedabad. Jinal Mehta, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, joining from Ahmedabad. Usha Sangwan, Independent Director and Chairperson of the CSR and Sustainability Committee, joining from Chandigarh. Radhika Haribhakti, Independent Director and Chairperson of the Stakeholders Relationship Committee, joining from Ahmedabad. Ketan Dalal, Independent Director and Chairperson of the Audit Committee and Risk Management Committee, joining from Ahmedabad. Apurva Diwanji, Independent Director and Chairperson of the Nomination and Remuneration Committee, joining from Ahmedabad. Sunil Mathur, Independent Director, joining from Ahmedabad. Varun Mehta, Non-Executive Director, joining from Ahmedabad. Jigesh Mehta, Whole-Time Director, joining from Ahmedabad. Priyanshu Gundana, Partner, Pricewaterhouse Chartered Accountant LLP, Statutory Auditors, joining from Ahmedabad. Mahesh Gupta, Proprietor, MC Gupta & Company, Company Secretaries and Secretary Auditor, joining from Ahmedabad. Rajesh Parekh, Scrutinizer, joining from Ahmedabad. Saurabh Masruwala, CFO, who is sitting beside me, joining from Ahmedabad. Integrated Annual Report for the Financial Year 25-26 has been emailed to all the members whose email IDs were registered with the depositories or the company. For those members whose email IDs were not available, a letter was sent providing a web link for accessing the Integrated Annual Report for the Financial Year 25-26. Integrated Annual Report was also uploaded on the website of the company as well as on the Stock Exchange website. This being the virtual AGM, I would like to draw a certain relevant point of this meeting. Member attending the AGM through video conferencing will be counted as present for the purpose of quorum. All members participating through video conferencing are placed on mute mode to avoid any disturbance and to ensure an orderly conduct of the meeting. There will be a question and answer session at the end. Kindly note that as intimated in the notice of the AGM, only those members who have previously registered as speaker will be allowed to ask questions. For this purpose, the chairman will announce the name of the speaker and that speaker will be unmuted by the moderator to allow him or her to ask question. Speaker may choose to participate either by audio mode or by audio video mode. Please note there is a restriction of 5 minutes per speaker to ensure an orderly conduct of the meeting. If any speaker faces connectivity issue, chairman will invite the next speaker to join. Chairman will give the previous speaker an opportunity to ask a question at last. Member who have not previously registered as speaker but wish to ask question, they will be sent their question to the company secretary via email and the same will be suitably replied by the email within a reasonable time. All documents referred to the notice along with the statutory register to be kept open for the members' inspection at the AGM are available for the inspection in the electronic mode. I will now brief you a matter relating to the voting on the resolution. As required by the law, the company had provided remote e-voting facility through CDSL to eligible members. A person who is a member as on the cutoff date, that is 27th July 2026, is entitled to vote. Members who have not casted their vote through the remote e-voting facility and who are attending this meeting have an additional opportunity to cast their vote as by electronic means on all or any of the resolution placed before the meeting. Member may follow the process for the e-voting as provided in the notice of the AGM. Member may cast their vote at any time during the course of the meeting until 15 minutes after the close of the meeting. In case any issue regarding the VC facility or voting by the electronic means, kindly contact the helpline number as mentioned in the AGM notice. The scrutinizer will scrutinize the vote casted at the meeting and through the meeting. Voting result on the resolution will be announced on receipt of the consolidated report from the scrutinizer. Today at the 22nd Annual General Meeting of the Torrent Power Limited, requisite quorum is present. Now the chairman will take the proceedings of the meeting forward.
A very good morning to everyone. Since valid quorum is present, I now call the 22nd Annual General Meeting to order with a warm welcome to all members, my fellow directors, and the auditors present today. With the permission of members, I take the notice convening this AGM as read. The auditor's report on financial statements and sectoral audit report which are circulated as part of integrated annual report do not contain any qualification or adverse remark. With your permission, I also take these reports as read.
I now request Chairman to deliver the Chairman's statement, please.
Dear shareholders, on behalf of the Board of Directors, I welcome you all to our 22nd shareholders meet today. I thank you all for joining us and for your continued trust, confidence, and support. We remain committed to creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. Over the last 5 years, Torrent Power has delivered a compounded annual return of around 26% for shareholders, which is a testament to our consistent focus on growth and value creation. Year 2026 was a pivotal year in our journey. We achieved several strategic goals that significantly strengthened our core capabilities and positioned us for unlocking future potential. We are moving towards expanding our balance sheet threefold with investments of approximately 1 lakh crore over the next 5 to 6 years. This year, we laid the foundation for the next phase of growth. We signed a definitive agreement to acquire Nabha Power Limited, a subsidiary of Larsen & Toubro Limited, which operates a 1400 megawatt supercritical coal-based power plant. We successfully completed this acquisition in June 2026. We have entered into a long-term power purchase agreement with MP Power Management Company Limited for a 1600 megawatt ultra supercritical coal-based power plant in Anpur, Madhya Pradesh. The acquisition of Nabha and greenfield investment in MP have increased our thermal generation capacity from over 3 gigawatt to over 6 gigawatt. This has further strengthened our growth trajectory and will contribute to long-term value creation for shareholders. Enhancing our renewable portfolio, we secured a letter of award for a 300 megawatt wind project under SECI's Wind Trench 18, along with a 255 megawatt FDRE project from our own DISCOM. With this, we added a gross pipeline of about 549 megawatt of solar and 503 megawatt of wind capacity. This takes our total operational renewable